Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build one of the most classic drum and bass ingredients out there, an old-school DNB break chop, sliced up with breakbeat surgery inside Ableton Live 12, then resampled into a fresh audio phrase you can actually use in a track. If you've ever heard a jungle or DNB drop and thought, how did they make the drums feel so alive? This is a big part of the answer. We're not just looping a break, we're chopping it, performing it, and printing it back to audio so it becomes something new. That's where the character comes from. First, let's set the vibe. We want a breakbeat with some personality. A dusty funk break, an old jungle loop, anything with a solid kick, a sharp snare, ghost notes, and a bit of hat spill or room noise. That extra mess is actually useful here. In DNB, the little imperfections are often what make the groove feel human. Drag your break onto an audio track in Ableton Live 12, and set your project tempo somewhere around 170 to 175 BPM. If the break wasn't recorded at that tempo, that's totally fine. We're going to warp it lightly, not destroy it. Open the clip and turn warp on. For a drum break, beats mode is usually a great starting point. Keep the warping subtle. You want the groove to sit with the track, but you do not want to flatten the life out of it. If needed, line up the first transient so the loop lands correctly on the grid. If the break drifts a little, add a warp marker near a kick or snare and tighten it gently. The big idea here is this: we're preserving the feel, not forcing the break into a robotic grid. That old-school swing is part of the sound. Now comes the surgery part. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. When Ableton asks how to slice it, choose Transient. That gives you a clean, beginner-friendly setup, and Ableton will load the slices into a drum rack for you. At this point, your break is no longer just a loop. It's a playable kit. Open the new MIDI clip that Ableton created. Start simple. Do not try to make it crazy right away. Build a solid DNB spine first. Play kick on the one, a snare on beat two, another snare on beat four, then add a few ghost notes around those main hits. You might place a little hat or snare tail just before the two, maybe a kick variation after it, and a small pickup before the loop repeats. Keep the first pattern basic. The goal is groove, not complexity. Now pay attention to velocity, because this is where the beat starts to breathe. Your main kick and snare hits can stay strong, up near the top of the velocity range, but the ghost notes should be lower, much softer. That contrast is what creates movement. If everything hits at the same level, it starts sounding flat and stiff. And here's a teacher tip. If the loop feels too stiff, don't immediately quantize everything harder. Sometimes the fix is simply to move one ghost hit a tiny bit early or late. A little looseness can be a beautiful thing in jungle and DNB. If the groove still feels robotic, you can use Ableton's groove pool for a little swing. Keep it subtle. We're not trying to make it lazy, just alive. A tiny amount of timing movement and maybe a touch of velocity shift is often enough. In drum and bass, too much swing can make the drop feel late, so stay controlled. Now let's shape the sound. On the drum rack track, add drum bus first. A little drive, a little crunch, maybe some boom if the break needs weight. Don't go overboard. We want punch and grit, not mush. After that, add EQ 8. If the break is getting muddy, gently reduce some of that low mid buildup. If the very bottom is fighting your sub, high pass it carefully. And if the snare is too harsh, tame that narrow range in the upper mids. The main thing is to keep the kick and snare clear enough to drive the rhythm. If you want a bit more bite, add saturator and use just a little drive with soft clip-on. That can help the chop feel more finished and aggressive without needing huge volume. Now for one of the most important steps in the whole lesson. Resampling. Create a new audio track and call it Resample Break. Set its input to resampling. Arm that track, then play your chop drum rack pattern and record a few bars. Once it's printed to audio, you've captured not just the notes, but the groove, the processing, the imperfections, and the vibe. That's a huge advantage in DNB production. Once it's resampled, you can edit it like audio. You can cut it, reverse tiny pieces, stretch it, duplicate it, or use it as a brand new rhythmic phrase. After recording, listen back and find the best one bar or two bar section. Consolidate it if needed so it's easy to reuse. Now treat the resampled audio like a proper drum performance. You can warp it if it needs to sit tightly in the arrangement. You can also make little edits at the ends of bars to create fills or switch-ups. Try reversing a short hat tail or a snare ghost for that classic old-school pickup feel. Small details like that can add a lot of life. A really good workflow here is to make two versions. One version can be cleaner and more straightforward. The other can be more chopped, a little messier, with an extra ghost note or a missing kick. That kind of variation is what keeps a DNB section moving. Think in phrases, not just loops. Ask yourself, does it still feel exciting at bar 2, at bar 4, at bar 8? If not, you need variation. Now let's talk about the mix relationship with bass, because in drum and bass the break never lives alone. It has to work with the sub and the res or whatever bass sound you're using. Bring in your bass line underneath. Keep the low frequency centered using utility. Make sure the break and the bass are not fighting for the same space. If the kick and sub are colliding, carve a little space with EQ. If needed, use sidechain compression so the bass ducks slightly when the drums hit. You do not always need huge pumping. Often a subtle duck is enough, especially for rollers and darker liquid styles. This is the moment where the break stops being just a loop and starts becoming part of the track. Now arrange it like a Riedel DNB section. A filtered version of the break can work beautifully in the intro. Then bring in the full version for the drop. Add a fill before a new phrase. Maybe remove the kick for half a bar before the next section comes back in. That little moment of silence can make the return hit way harder. If you want a simple structure, think something like this. An intro with filtered drum fragments, a drop with the full chopped break and bass line, then a variation or fill section where one or two hits change, and maybe a stripped version before the next phrase. That tension and release is a big part of what makes DNB feel so powerful. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't quantize every slice too hard. Don't use a break that's too clean if you want jungle character. Don't let the drums fight the sub. And don't make every bar identical. Even one missing kick, one reversed slice, or one soft ghost note can make the whole phrase feel fresh. Here's a quick practice challenge. Take one breakbeat sample, warp it lightly, slice it to a drum rack, and build a one-bar pattern with a couple of strong hits, a few ghost notes, and a small fill at the end. Add drum boss and EQ 8, then resample it for 4 bars. Edit the recorded audio so bar 2 is slightly different from bar 1, then loop it under a sub or res, bass and listen closely to how the drums and bass interact. If it still feels good when you turn the volume down, that's usually a sign the rhythm is solid. So to recap, find a break with character, warp it lightly, slice it into a drum rack, build a simple chop pattern, add subtle swing and velocity changes, process it with Ableton stock tools, then resample it into audio and arrange it with variation. That's the core of old-school DNB breakbeat surgery. Chop it, play it, resample it, and make it hit like it belongs in a real drum and bass record.